Pocket stood in the park, watching the kids play soccer on the field. He enjoyed watching them run and laugh, but he wasn't much of a soccer player himself. He preferred quieter activities like drawing or reading comics under a tree. His friend Gabriel sat down beside him, tossing a pebble between his hands. "Pockets, you always seem to have a lot of friends," Gabriel said. "Doesn't that get tiring sometimes? Keeping track of everyone, making sure they're all happy?" Pockets smiled. "Nah, it's not so bad. I don't have to keep track of everyone all the time. We all have our own lives, but when we come together, it's like a big family reunion. Besides, the more friends you have, the more fun things you can do." Gabriel frowned. "But what if some friends start causing trouble? Like, what if they start spreading rumors or saying mean things about you? Doesn't that make you upset?" Pockets thought for a moment. "Well, yeah, that can happen. But when it does, I try to talk to them about it. Sometimes people say things without thinking, or maybe they're having a bad day. It's important to listen and understand why they're acting a certain way. Most of the time, a simple conversation can clear things up." "But what if they keep being mean?" Gabriel asked. "Then it's okay to step back and give them some space," Pockets replied. "Not everyone will be your best friend, and that's all right. The important thing is to surround yourself with people who respect you and make you feel happy. If someone is being consistently mean, it's best to find friends who treat you with kindness." Gabriel nodded. "I guess that makes sense. So, how do you make sure you're a good friend to others?" Pockets beamed. "It's simple. I try to be kind, listen to what they have to say, and share my things with them. And I never forget to say thank you and please. It goes a long way in building strong friendships. I also try to include everyone so no one feels left out." Gabriel smiled, feeling better about the whole too many friends thing. "Thanks, Pockets. You've really given me something to think about." Pockets grinned. "No problem. Remember, friends are like the pieces of a puzzle. Each one is different, but together they create something amazing. Just be yourself, treat others with respect, and you'll find the friends who make your life richer." Gabriel nodded, feeling a lot better. He decided to join Pockets and watch the soccer game. Even though he wasn't a soccer player, he knew he could still have fun with his friends. As the kids ran by, he waved and said hello, knowing that making friends was about being genuine and caring. And that's how Pockets and his friends spent the afternoon, not worrying about having too many or too few friends. They just enjoyed each other's company, knowing that the best friendships are built on respect, kindness, and a whole lot of laughter.